I'm sure we must have mentioned this in the past. I know, you know, we've always done the toy Hall of Fame inductions every year.
Right.
You know, that Strong Museum in New York. And it's just been announced. I don't remember talking about those who were up for possible induction into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. But the new inductees have been announced.
Oh, okay.
And as I looked, this is only the eighth year they've been doing the Video Game Hall of Fame. So, okay, it's maybe still a little in infancy. But up for selection from a field of nominees included Assassin's Creed, Candy Crush Saga, Ms. Pac-Man, Minesweeper, Dance Dance Revolution, NBA Jam, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Parappa the Rapper, Resident Evil, Rogue, Words with Friends, and Sid Meier's Civilizations. Those were the ones that were up for grabs, up for possible induction.
Okay.
You're not going to ask us to predict ones are going in, are you? That's all foreign to me.
Miss Pac-Man.
Which one do you think?
I can relate to that one.
Miss Pac-Man is going in.
I was
going
to say.
Yes.
She's better. That's one of the classics.
Ms. Pac-Man is going in. In fact, it says here, an arcade classic.
Yes.
A sequel, of course, the original Pac-Man.
It was so much better than Pac-Man 2.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the different stages, the levels. Yeah, it was a bit more challenging and just more fun.
Well.
And, of course, you had, like, the intermissions, too. If you got through a stage, you saw Mr. and Miss Pac-Man kind of chase each other in love, and then, you know, they knock heads, and there they are. The budding friendship begins, and the relationship begins.
I did Pac-Man. I never got into Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But she was 1981. I was kind of getting into some other things at that
time. I understand.
At that time. But, and I didn't realize this.
A very addicting game, by the way.
It says here it was the first widely recognized female video game character.
True. That's very true. Yeah. At that time.
I did not realize that. Mm-hmm. Who knew Ms. Pac-Man was such a trendsetter?
Yes.
on the cusp of a revolution going on.
Of course, the only difference was it was Pac-Man, but just with a little bow on the top of the head. That's really all it was, but it's okay.
Did she have lipstick, too?
You know what? You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think they did.
I've seen depictions of them.
You're right.
I think okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's basically as well, eating the dots and the ghosts, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yep, same thing. And the power pellets. Don't forget about them.
Got to eat those. Again, so Ms. Pac-Man goes in. Also going in, Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I never played it, but I understand that was huge.
Which I didn't realize this. There are more than 100 versions of the game.
That many.
That's what it says. It first started in Japanese arcades in 1998, but took a life of its own.
I thought that was Dave's favorite game.
Is that the one where you have to choose something to dance along to and do the dance moves according to what you see on the video screen?
I believe so, yes.
Try and keep up? Okay.
I could use the lessons.
See, I don't like video games that make you sweat, so that's why I never really.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of people playing it. The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
I understand.
Which got in.
That was huge.
Which it says here is often cited as among the top video games of all time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't argue with that.
So that one's going in. And finally, because there's only four going in.
Hmm.
Let me see if I got this right. One, two, three. Yeah, four. Sid Meier's Civilization going in.
I'm surprised NBA Jams didn't get in.
NBA Jam didn't get in. Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Not this time, anyway.
Ah.
Not this time.
Huh. Bias against the sports.
Civilization, which reinvented the strategy genre, it says, with players taking control of empires over the course of centuries of in-game time.
I don't know about that one, Charlie.
I don't recall
the NBA one. The others, the Legend of Zelda, the Dance Dance, and Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah, absolutely.
You agree with those? Okay.
Yeah, but the NBA Jam, that was huge.
It was classic.
Uh-huh.
And, it is, again, as I said, the eighth class inducted into the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, which is famous for its Toy Hall of Fame, which I know, again, we've talked about.
Yeah.
But I don't even recall these nominees even being introduced.
No.
Anyone, by the way, can nominate a game for the World Video Hall of Fame. Final selections are made on the advice of journalists, Scholars?
Scholars, hey. I want to be a scholar in video games.
I want
to be a
scholar. I want that on my business card. And what do you do? I'm a scholar.
I played Burger Time. And studied it.
Man, this is deep. Again, selections are made on the advice of journalists, scholars, and the history of the video game itself and the role in society they played.
Whoa.
Well,
I don't know how you guys ever found time to get out and play tennis or play baseball when all you do is spend time on the electronic games.
I knew about them. I didn't say I was playing them. I just knew about them. I played my share.
Well, you would have been, Charlie, you would have been maybe in high school when Atari came out, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was, yeah, that's what we started. But
didn't you know the people on the block who had it? Wasn't that so cool? I remember when somebody down the street, we all wanted to go and play Space Invaders and Pac-Man, Pong.
Inserting those cartridges into the gaming system. It seems so antiquated and rudimentary as far as the video graphics were concerned.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some of the best stuff that came along after I was already not knowledgeable of how to play those games in the first place.
Now I see why you guys are intrigued by esports coming along.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at some point, the body's going to give out, and I'm going to have to find something else.
That's right.